Hello and welcome to Kiss and Tell, a couple's podcast of love, life, business, and growth. I'm Viola, and this is my husband,
Nick. Wow. Hi. So great to see you.
Okay, turns out starting a podcast is a little bit harder than we thought it would be.
We both do, like, I don't know, lots of public speaking, and we had this idea, oh yeah, let's start a podcast about being cool.
Love, life, business, growth, you know.
And I cannot think of anything to talk about.
That's a lie. We do have lots to talk about.
And I'm not that cool, so.
Yeah, but we'll get over that. I'll make up for that for you.
Good, good.
So, actually, as a matter of fact, we do have lots of really cool stuff to talk about, which is why we wanted to start a podcast. We both love talking, so it was the perfect opportunity for us to talk lots and share with you guys a little bit about what's created success in our lives in terms of our relationship, but as well as working together.
And because I always hear people talk about how much of hard work a relationship is, and yeah, you've got to work on it, but if you're with the right kind of person, it shouldn't really be hard work. It should be natural work. It's like if you find something that you love to do, you go out and do it anyway. And it's the same in a relationship. And so I think one big thing is really understanding that personal growth in a relationship shouldn't be personal growth. It should be couples growth.
Oh, and yeah.
I see so many couples who, you know, one of them will be exposed to this world of personal development and personal growth. And they're like, man, I want to be the best version of me that I can be. And then the other half of that couple is just kind of happy of where they're at, and they end up growing apart, and it's kind of sad.
Yeah, and then actually in saying that as well, though, it's like you have to grow as a couple, but you also have to encourage each other's individual growth as well, in a way.
Yeah, that's
because
so true.
There's different areas that different couples will succeed or excel in, I should say, and
like cooking.
Yeah, Nick, the cook in our relationship. Although I'm actually pretty good at cooking, but
yeah,
I just more prefer being cooked for.
You just like to eat.
Yeah, I just like to eat.
We'll go with that. We'll go with that.
So, because this is our first podcast, I guess we should tell you guys a little bit about us and what you're in for with this series of podcasts, which we've decided is going to be a fortnightly podcast for now, and we're going to release it every Tuesday. And
something on my eye.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
You're right.
Help me.
Just about. Fine.
It's good. We're good.
So we're actually based at the moment in Wellington, New Zealand, but we're massive
travelers. Not for long.
No, we're going to be moving potentially somewhere else around the country, but we'll keep you posted on that anyway as that develops. But right now we are based here in New Zealand, and I'm originally a Canadian. I moved to New Zealand 11 years ago, met Nick about just over 6 years ago, got married just over a year ago.
6 years?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, and in that time, we've done loads of stuff. So, Nick, do you want to share a little bit about you,
man,
before we get into what we've done together?
Yeah, she likes talking about herself.
Yeah, I do.
The bad thing is that I also like talking about
myself.
So, this is probably going to be an hour and a half long podcast. I honestly, like, since I met V, I think I've done more in my life than I actually thought that I was going to in my whole life before I met her.
Yeah. Mm.
So, my life before V, I had a really good upbringing, had amazing parents, loving family. I grew up forever wanting to be an airline pilot. That's all I thought of doing my whole life. My parents split up at 12. That was all good. Nice and chill separation there. Both have partners now. Really, really awesome.
Yeah.
Went to flying school at the age of 16, which, you know, is pretty young. Like, I didn't even know how to take a shower properly when I was 16. And then here's
know?
Me flying planes. Oh yeah, true. I still don't have to. I've got that whole shower thing going on. Have you seen the post about guys showering? And you kind of put a bit of shampoo on your hair and then hope that the trickle down just washes everything else. I don't think I've ever washed my legs.
Who washes their legs?
You do.
Well, when I shave my legs.
Yeah, same. So I went to flying school at 16, became a commercial pilot at the age of 18, went and got a job, and then had my kind of crazy few years. I was really heavily into drinking and partying and all the things that go along with that. And then towards the end of that, I was at a stage where I was like, I don't really like this aviation thing as a career. And so here was me going from, man, my absolute passion is going to fly planes and becoming an airline pilot, to now being like 20 years old thinking, I cannot do this for the rest of my life. And so after I met V, it was really, really awesome because, you know, they go around and they say, you know when you meet your one kind of thing. And I'm not, no word of a lie, the night we met, I can't remember, really. Apparently I tried to be some Spanish tourist, a Javier or something, was it?
Something like that.
And then, why you possibly wanted to come back up and see me, I have no idea, but you were stupid and you did.
Love at first sight.
Came back up, and then I think it was that one time we went to the beach.
Yep.
And I was just like super retarded back then, so like I was like so shy talking to people, but I could kind of talk a little bit to V without her thinking I was too weird. And then she came back up one more time, and this was like our second, I guess you'd call it, date. We started talking about how many kids we wanted, when we were going to get married.
Aspirations.
I'm not joking. And ever since then, it's just been like this crazy roller coaster of life, but in a really positive way, and always growing together, and always increasing our love for each other, and always just doing fun shit and having heaps of fun and laughing heaps together. Even at shitty times, like we haven't really had that many shitty times, but at our like shittiest moments, like driving in a blue car, it's like our one argument that we ever had.
We'll have to share that story in a future podcast though, because that was a moment that literally changed the direction of our life.
That was like a fork in the road.
Yeah.
And it was like we took the one less traveled, and it's been one of the best decisions that we made as a couple.
So,
but like that was one of those things that was like, that was our like, maybe one of our shittiest times. And the next day everything was fine. I like, we don't really argue that much or anything, but if we ever...
Sometimes we bicker.
If we ever do, it's like, we'll go to bed and one of us might be like a little bit shitty or something, but no doubt before we go to sleep, it'll be the old like...
Yeah, like scooching
over. And
then
it's just like all good.
Yeah. Anyway.
Aww. But it's never me, shitty. I'm always...
Yeah, totally. You're the chill one in the relationship. And so for me, my parents were world travelers, and that's not really much of an exaggeration. I went to 13 different schools.
This is a girl who hitchhiked across Canada when you were what?
I think I was two, three, or four. Like
with her dad. How cool is that? Her dad and her dog hitchhiked across Canada. That's pretty cool.
It wasn't my call, but I still was there.
It
happened. And most
of it.
Yeah, so most of my upbringing, I did live in Canada and America, but my parents are originally German, so I lived there as well, and a few other countries. And it was around the age of 14, my dad actually got diagnosed with cancer. And then the next 2 years or 3 years of my life was basically just watching my dad's health deteriorate.
You're telling me a really emotional, nice part of your story, and my time is going off my laptop because I'm cooking some vegan sausages, so I'll just be back in a moment. You carry on.
Do I carry on without you?
Yeah, I'm back in a second.
Okay, so my dad was sick with cancer, and we did a lot of alternative healing with him, and it extended his life by much longer than he was expected to live. But then he still passed away when I was 16. But this was sort of one of those things for me. This was like another one of those pivotal moments. It made me realize that I was really passionate about creating a world that's free from disease. So that really started my own self-study and my own personal learning in the area of nutrition. And I'm now a holistic nutritionist. So I spent a few years studying that. And really now my life... passion is revolved around the holistic nutrition area, but I'd more prefer to call myself like a holistic lifestyle mentor, because that's really more of what I do, because nutrition is like such a small proportion, like in terms of food, is such a small proportion of what really creates a healthy, amazing, happy life. And it was not long after Nick and I got together. You're back! Yeah, so it was about a year.
Did you say mean things?
Only a few. It was about a year after we got together that we actually started our first business together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was really cool. And that a huge inspiration for us to do that was because we're in a position where we loved each other and we definitely saw a future for each other. But there was like a million things on our to-do list because we love daydreaming, like, and we would always...
A lifetime with a year that we had planned.
Yeah, so much stuff. Like, seriously, there were so many things we wanted
to do. But it was kind of cool as well, because I'd never really been in a position with other people where I could really talk about, you know, like, massive, audacious, like, scary goals with other people in a place where I felt like someone would accept those as realistic and be like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, and we're both rather visionary, so...
Rather? Incredibly.
So, yeah, we were, you know, so excited about life, and we also were excited, not, we weren't ready to have kids, but we were excited about the prospect of having kids in the future. But a huge thing for us was, like, that conflict between how are we going to create this amazing, crazy life where we can do all of these things and be there for our kids 24/7 if that's what we choose to do, both be stay-at-home parents, but not have to sacrifice, you know, income or travel or all of these other things that were on our to-do list of what we wanted to do.
And I guess another thing was, before this, when we had first met, did you say that you were in uni...
Oh yeah, I was still studying when we first met. I was living just up going in Pahia, into my last year.
Which was like, if you had a car, which I didn't at the time, it's like a 10-hour drive, or it was a 4-hour bus and then a 1-hour wait and then a 12-hour bus ride overnight. And I used to do that like every fortnight to come and see you.
Yeah.
There was probably a couple times where we didn't see each other for a wee while, but so many people, and I still hear it, are like, oh, you know, I could never do long distance, but it was honestly not, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't, and that's, I think, like, for those couples that are listening, like, you'll relate, like, distance doesn't really change much.
That was nice. He's going to India for a month. When?
In April.
In, like, 2 months.
Yeah.
We're already freaking out.
Yeah, but yes. I'll be doing, like, a little, like, not really a blog, but I'll be posting my journey on my Facebook as well. So links for all of that is in the description of the podcast. But yeah, so we realized that we actually had to do something different than a job, because I already knew that I didn't want a nutrition job because it would never fulfill me. Like, my goals were bigger than the box that
offered. That old story of they paid $24,000 a year, but you needed 3 years experience, but then there was no way to get experience unless you volunteered for 3 years.
Yeah, one of the jobs that I was applying for didn't give me the job because I didn't have the experience, but they offered me to volunteer there, and I was like, no, this is not for me, this is definitely
not
for me.
I can't remember, that was another time where it was like that wasn't that much fun when we lived together, but we were both working full time. I was it wasn't shift work, but I was working at an airport that was opening, you know, at 3:30 in the morning and closing at 11 p.m. I guess so, without the overnight block.
Yeah.
But I could start sometimes at 4 in the morning, and then sometimes I'd start at like 3 in the afternoon and stuff. And you would work like Monday to Saturday, eh? Like,
something
crazy,
yeah.
Hours. And we'd only see each other, like, one of us would be in bed and the other one would kind of crawl in. And it wasn't that fun. I really feel sorry for couples who live like that for a long time. Like,
that was a huge motivation for us to start our business as well, because we love spending time with each other, and it was shitty.
People were like, oh, you know, after you get married, it all goes downhill. But we've loved spending time with each other since we've met, really. And there's never been a time where, like, in one day we haven't wanted to spend a good amount of time with each other. But even still, we'll go on walks together every day, and we'll like be in the same room. Even when we're working, we want to be in the same room, and like still most of our day we spend together, and it's not like I'm looking forward to you going away or anything, so.
and that's it. And it's like, that's why we knew we wanted to start a business together. So it was basically in 2012 that we started not only living together and being in a relationship together, but we also started working together.
2012, it sounds like last year.
Yeah, it really does. And so through that journey, we've learned so many valuable things, and we're still on that journey. Like, we're definitely not masters at all, but, you know, we've really been able to make it work in a really positive way, and we've been learning so many things in finances and how to work together as a couple. And we've also
been meeting other so many cool couples.
Yeah, exactly. And we've been meeting so many other couples and families that have the same sort of joy for life, and they have, you know, they have goals and dreams and stuff that they'd like to achieve, but they often don't know where to start. You know, whether it's the personal growth, whether it's how to start a business, whether it's how to work together in a relationship.
And I guess that was the premise of us starting this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
There's not really anything, there's lots of things for individuals to work on themselves and work on their goals and think of goals and everything like that, but there's not that many resources out there that I'm aware of that offer that sort of support to couples. So that was kind of the idea, is just being able to to help couples be the best couples that they can be.
Yeah, exactly.
Both individually and together.
So if that's you or somebody that you know is in a relationship and you know that they have bigger goals for themselves than what they're able to achieve right now, or they would just like to hear other people's stories, we're not only going to be sharing our own experience, but we're actually going to be interviewing a lot of really successful couples, whether they be successful in love or successful in working together or really any other area of their lives. And we're really excited to bring some really awesome content to you guys and support you guys in your journey as a family and as a couple.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So is there anything else you want to add for our first podcast before we get into the real stuff next time?
I just had another thought,
yeah,
but I can't remember.
Typical.
Nah, it's gone.
All right. So, yep, this is Kiss and Tell. Please share it with your friends. Please tag people. Please subscribe, because we'd love to get on the new noteworthy list this month as well with iTunes, because that would be awesome. If you have any requests for content as well, do let us know, because we know some amazing people that we're going to be obviously interviewing and asking questions. So if we don't know, we'll be able to make sure we find someone who does know and can answer it on our podcast for you.
That was the other thing that I was thinking of. A little bit of a quick rant. Too many people are living their lives like they've got a reset button. Like they get to the end of their lives and they're like, oh, well, I fucked up. Let's start again. And it's just, it doesn't work like that. Mm-hmm. So whether you're an individual who's kind of not that happy with where you are right now, or if you're in a relationship and you're always thinking in the back of your head, like, man, I deserve better, or this isn't working right, either sort it out together or get out, because life is far too short to do shit that you don't enjoy. And if that includes a relationship, then you've really got to look at focusing on what's going to be best long term, what's going to make you happy, what's going to fulfill you, your goals and your passions. So stop acting like everything will be fine in the future. It'll be fine in the future if you start working on it now. But if you're just kind of like persisting with unhappiness, or you're not 100% fulfilled, like people are like, oh, you know, it's good, you know, things are really, you know, they're fine and blah, blah, blah. And that's a load of shit. Right?
Yeah, definitely don't settle for mediocrity. And I love that quote that says, like, and this is like specifically related to it in a relationship, but there are too many mediocre things in life, and
love should not be one of them.
Yeah,
for sure.
No
way.
Yeah.
But that was about it.
Yeah, and I suppose as well, this podcast is also going to be for the individual as well, because there's plenty of people creating massive success on their own, or people who want to create success on their own, and this is still going to be really valuable, because a lot of the stuff we talk about isn't going to be only applicable in relationship, like in a loving relationship. It's also going to be beneficial for people with relationships in business and family relationships.
And also people who are looking at finding a relationship, you know, manifesting their ideal partner, because one thing that really got me was a few years ago, I was listening to a guy, Darren Hardy, who's a huge business expert. And he was saying, when he was like thinking, oh, you know, I'm getting a bit older, when am I going to find my wife and have kids and stuff? He kind of did a little bit of a switch, and instead of thinking like, oh, what do I want in my wife? He was like, what kind of man do I have to be to attract a wife that I want? And so he started working on all those things. And I guess it goes the same for women. If you want to be the kind of woman who attracts the ideal man for yourself, what kind of woman does that look like? And start working on those, all those little facets, and working towards that. So I guess it is also for people who aren't yet in a relationship, but want to be in a relationship that's thriving and exciting and fun and funny and loving.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It does start with the individual. And then that's what, as you grow as an individual, that's then how you can make that work within a relationship as well.
I want to go check on my sausages again.
Okay, cool. Well, I think that's all for our first podcast. We'll let you know how those...
Look at the elbow.
We'll let you know how those vegan sausages turn out if you want to know.
Like I said, I'm the good cook, so
it's actually vegan pepperoni, because we just found a recipe and we want to make pepperoni.
We found it.
Hey, what's mine is yours, baby.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, well, thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week on Tuesday for episode 2 with some more juicy content. See you next week.
Juicy.